Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about maximizing the Remarkable Paper Pro using PDFs. It's more than just an e-reader, folks.
I'm intrigued. So it's about hacking the simplicity of the Remarkable, right? Tell me more.
Exactly. The author, Ian Carlos Campbell, dives into how the Remarkable, particularly the Paper Pro, is intentionally designed with limited features, mimicking the experience of writing on actual paper. It's a double-edged sword, that minimalist approach.
I see. Interesting. So, less is more, but sometimes you need more, right? How do PDFs fit into this?
Precisely. The Remarkable can handle PDFs, EPUBs, and PNGs, along with its built-in notebooks. But the author argues that creating custom PDFs is where the real magic happens.
Ah, customization. Got it. So, instead of being limited to pre-installed templates, you can create your own, tailored to your exact needs.
You got it. Think custom planners, bullet journals, anything you can design in a PDF becomes your new digital paper. The author even mentions Canva as a user-friendly tool for creating these PDFs.
Canva, that's clever. But wait, isn't there a way to add templates directly? Why go the PDF route?
Well, there is a way to sideload templates, but it involves SSHing into the tablet and messing with the file system. Plus, software updates can wipe them out. PDFs offer a much simpler, less technical solution.
That makes sense. So, PDFs provide a balance between simplicity and customizability, without the risk of losing your work. But, what about more complex templates? Say, interactive ones.
The article touches on that. Remarkable's Methods Library offers pre-made, interactive PDFs with linked pages for navigation, but you need their Connect subscription. For truly intricate designs, professional PDF software like Adobe Acrobat comes into play.
Ah, so different levels of customization depending on your needs and technical comfort. It's all about working within the limitations, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's the core message. The author appreciates the focused simplicity of the Remarkable, but acknowledges the occasional desire for more. Custom PDFs offer that more without sacrificing the clean, distraction-free experience.
So, it's not just about what you can do with the Remarkable, but how you choose to use it. Embracing the limitations to enhance your workflow. Fascinating.
Precisely. It's a thoughtful approach to digital note-taking, finding that sweet spot between functionality and focus. This reminds me of a time when I...
Wait, before you get into that, I have a question about the layering issue with PDFs.
Ah, yes. The author does mention a potential hiccup with duplicating pages in PDFs. If your writing isn't on a separate layer, you'll duplicate your annotations as well. Workarounds exist, like keeping a blank page or managing layers carefully, but it's something to be mindful of.
Good point. It sounds like there's a learning curve, but the benefits of personalized PDFs outweigh the challenges. It's all about finding what works best for your workflow.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is, you can experiment. Start with simple PDFs in Canva, explore pre-made templates, and then maybe delve into more complex PDF editing if you need to. The Remarkable, even with its limitations, offers a surprising amount of flexibility. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.